Back at McMahon Stadium, as we are just moments away from opening kickoff, let's head down to field level for the singing of the Canadian National Anthem.
Our home and native land, true patriot love in all of us command. With glowing hearts we see thee rise, the true north strong and free. From far and wide, oh Canada, we stand on guard for thee. God keep our land glorious and free. Oh Canada, we stand on guard for thee.
From McMahon Stadium in Calgary, week 19 in the CFL pits these West Division rivals against each other for a third and final time. And the season series is on the line here this afternoon. 10-6 Saskatchewan Roughriders at the 12-3 Calgary Stampeders. Our officials for the game today, the referee's Kim Murphy. The umpire is Adam Paradowski. The down judge is Ron Bars of Regina. The line judge is Troy Semenchuk. The side judge, Blair Brown. The back judge is Rob Hand. The field judge is Murray Clark. The game supervisor is Boris Velchik. And the replay official in Toronto is Jeff Harbin. It's time for the coin toss, presented by Raymore, Yorkton, and Watrous, New Holland. Stop by one of their three locations. Riders represented at midfield by Spencer Moore, Cam Marshall, Brendan Labatt, Zach Evans, and Rob Bagg. Calgary Stampeders have four players out there, including Bo Levi Mitchell, Jamar Wall, Rennie Paradis, and their tackles leader, Alex Singleton. Let's head down there and hook up with referee Kim Murphy now.
Gentlemen, this is the coin we're using for today's coin toss. The team logo is tails, the CFL logo is heads. Saskatchewan, you're the visitors, you'll call the toss. What do you call?
Tails.
Tails is called. Greg? It's a head. Calgary, you win the toss. You'll defer to the second half. Saskatchewan, you'll take the ball. Which end will you kick from? Just like this. Saskatchewan, we'll receive. Good luck, gentlemen.
All right, Canada's team will open this football game with possession of the football. Then they'll defend the north end zone to our left as we look at them here from our broadcast location, the McDougall Auctioneers broadcast booth. Luke said the Riders got the ball in the wind to open up the football game.
Yeah, and I think that you got to emphasize again one of our keys. You got to start fast. You got to be focused here. And for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, that means no turnovers early. You can't put yourself in a hole. Let's go and review. Calgary Stampeders, defense, number one in points allowed, number one in offensive points allowed. Opposition touchdown, number one. Opposition's offensive touchdowns, number one. Net offense against the defense, number one. They're literally number one in all the important categories in this league. That's just a little bit, paints a little bit of a picture in terms of what this struggling offense is going up against today.
Wow. Doesn't make Devon Claybrooks, their defensive coordinator, shaking his boots to know they'll be starting the game on defense. He probably likes it. And we mentioned Marcus Thigpen not playing for the Rough Riders today, nor is Jovan Johnson. Two late scratches by the football club. For the Riders, that was a surprise. I got to ask them after the game if Thigpen is in fact injured or if he's just getting a rest with the most important games to be played this year, because it's still to come, because that affects the return game. And it affects their offense. I think he's got one return touchdown of the season. He's second in the CFL in return yards.
Well, to be honest, I mean, Marcus Thigpen's probably been one of the only positives when he's been on the field.
See why I'm surprised.
For this offense. And you're right, it is a little bit surprising. Cam Marshall's going to be up to the task. The last time when he made his debut a few games ago, the only thing that was off with Cam Marshall was he wasn't in tune in terms of the protection scheme, and he caused the quarterback sack by missing a couple blocks, and I think that he's had enough time now and enough film study to get everything right, so I anticipate him coming out having a good game. But the Riders are out here. There's a lot of young guys getting an opportunity, Paul Dawson being one of them, former third-round pick in 2015 by the Cincinnati Bengals, and of course Chad Jeter, who's been balling on special teams in whatever role this cat's been given here in 2018. I can't wait to see him get more reps.
What an exciting atmosphere at McMahon Stadium. Just awaiting referee Kim Murphy whistling time in. Cam Marshall and Kyron Moore are deep for the Rough Riders down to our left side. And there we go. Kim Murphy has whistled time in. Reddy Paradis moves the tee to the middle of the field right between the hash marks and walks off his 9-yard approach. Stampeders in black, Rough Riders in white. The 13 in the CFL. Underway here from Calgary. Fielded by Swerve Moore over the 15 of the Riders. The 35 out to the 39-yard line. Nice return by Kyron Moore to open the game of 27 yards after a 62-yard boot by Rennie Paradis.
Young player, and he shows that he's excited right away. He's not even going to wait for Cam Marshall here to be his lead blocker. He runs up, gets what he can, and the Riders will start on the 39 against this Calgary Stampeder defense.
Yeah, just 8 seconds into the game. Zach Caleros brings the offense out. Riders starting near right hash of their 39 and a twin tight end set. Trey Mason is the back. Caleros stands in shotgun. On first down, Caleros drops, goes downfield, caught by Shaq Evans at the 55 into Calgary territory. Down to the Stampeder, 45-yard line, a 26-yard pickup.
Twin tight end set right away. You got a couple extra men on the blocking surface, but both tight ends go out into routes and it holds the linebackers lower than normal, and they're not able to drop back into any type of zone, and Zach Caleros finds Shaq Evans for a first down.
Riders open up in the air and moving into Calgary territory. Their first down of the football game on their first play. Three pack to the wide left side. Evans short side right. They give us to Trey Mason on first down inside down to the 43-yard line, maybe the 42. 3-yard pickup for Trey Mason on first.
Now it's a physical 3 yards too. They got newly acquired Phillip Blake at the left guard spot pulling around. He gets cut down by the end man on the line of scrimmage, but the ball carrier does a good job of coming off his tail and getting what he can. This is a long second and seven.
Caleb Holly, Kyron Moore to the wide left side. Patrick Lavoie, Air Jordan, and Shaq Evans to the right. 5R on second and seven from the Calgary 42. Zach weighs him in motion, stamps blitz. Calero stands, throws into the dirt. Down at the 30-yard line, Siante Evans on the coverage. Caleb Holly was the target. It's third down, Riders.
Stamps defensive line, they're going to be an active front. They're going to throw linebackers at you on the blitz, exactly what they do here. Trey Mason picks up the blitzer on the left side, and unfortunately, Zach Evans just puts it too low for an open Caleb Holly.
So, Chris Jones elects to send the field goal team out for a 50-yard attempt for Brett Lowther. Wind at his back, his longest of the year, 56 yards. This is the second-best kicker in the CFL statistically this year. From 50 yards out, Lowther gets his leg into it. Plenty of distance, and he's good from 50 yards out, and the Riders score first today in Calgary, 3-0. We're 3 minutes into the football game. We'll be right back. This is the CFL on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Riders up 3-0, 2:01 into the opening quarter here at McMahon, and the Stamps will start from their 35. And Luke Mullender, if you're the Riders, you got to be feeling pretty good with that start.
Yeah, it's a good start. You love coming out with points. Now you're looking at a Calgary offense that is missing four of their top five wide receivers. Kamar Jordan, Davaris Daniels, Reggie Bagleton, and Mark N. Michelle all out. Those are big targets for Bo Levi Mitchell. They're going to have to lean on a guy like Eric Rogers, who's got 5 touchdowns this year for him. Saskatchewan, as far as the defensive scheme goes, in my opinion, if it's not broke, don't fix it. They had a nice little mix-up of the blitz and a nice little zone coverages with these three-man rushes, and they seem to be effective against Bo Levi Mitchell.
So the Stamps start from their 35. The back is Don Jackson. And on first down, he'll take the handoff inside, and he'll get out to the 37-yard line, maybe 38. Short gain on first down for Don Jackson, the rookie from Nevada.
And again, we talked about it on the pregame show, is Calgary isn't as downhill as they have been in the past, and Zach Evans just flat out dominates Uconbre Williams at the line of scrimmage, and it forces Don Jackson to go to his right a lot quicker than he wanted to. And the Saskatchewan Rough Riders already have this offense in a second and seven plus situation.
It's a 2-yard pickup, and the Stampeders go to a spread offense here on second and long. Riders blitz. Bo Levi stands, delivers short left, flats up out of the reach of the intended receiver, Markeith Ambles, the sophomore out of Houston, and the Stampeders open up with a two and out.
Saskatchewan showing man, and at the last minute, Cam Judge is going to drop back as one of the safeties. I think one of the things that the Riders have done well against Calgary is they've managed to speed up Bo Levi Mitchell's internal clock.
So Rob Maver comes on to punt, the 9-year veteran from Guelph. The Riders have two returners back, Shaq Evans and Kyran Moore. Riders about to get the ball back here with a 3-0 lead. Great snap, and Maver unloads. A high hanger and deep. Shaq Evans from his 20. Outside the numbers, far side, hurdles one tackler, gets up to the 27-yard line. 7-yard punt return for Shaq Evans, the Riders' receiving leader, the rookie from UCLA. The punt was a boomer from Maver, 52 yards, and the Riders will start from their 27.
And we got to remind Rider Nation that this is the same special teams units that blocked a punt and scored a touchdown in Saskatchewan last time these teams met. Calgary defense back out on the field, green and white to run the ball.
Katie Cannon wide out to the short left side with Patrick Lavoie. Three receivers in a stack formation, wide to the right. And Trey Mason is the tailback. Riders starting this series from their 27. The gives to Mason inside. He's over the 30 to the 32-yard line. And the gain will be 5 for the rookie from Auburn.
You know, Spencer Moore has been doing a great job for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, but when they got Patrick Lavoie from Montreal, what they got is a guy that's a real pass threat. And you are, when you look at Spencer Moore, you understand that, hey, if he's in the game, he's blocking. With Pat Lavoie, who's a good blocker, he's also a pass-catching threat. And that puts the defense back on their heels a little bit, and they're in a second and six situation now.
Yeah, second and medium. Cam Marshall, the back on this play from their 32. Far left hash. Caleros will go to the air on a slant right. It's behind Patrick Lavoie, who reached behind him to get it, but it wasn't a great throw. Ill-timed. And the Riders go 2-0.
No, that's the second down situation in a row now where Zach Caleros has identified the right target against the blitz and is flat out just misthrown the football. So the Saskatchewan Rough Riders are going to hope that gets rectified quickly. They got to start moving the chains.
Romar Morris is deep for the Stampeders. Again, their punt return yardage leader, Terry Williams, out of the football game tonight, a late scratch. He's got 3 punt return touchdowns on the year, not playing tonight. Bartell Boots down to the Calgary 32. Romar Morris had a hole up the middle. 40, 45, 50 midfield. Romar Morris is gone. Romar Morris all the way to the house. Touchdown, Stampeders. No flags, 78 yards, and the Stampeders lead.
Yeah, unfortunately, Bartell kicks a low knuckle ball. When it hits the turf, it doesn't bounce. It sort of just dies in front of Romar Morris, and Spencer Moore, who we just finished talking about in terms of his offense, isn't in his lane quick enough, which leaves an unbalanced front, and Romar Morris takes advantage of the fact they're unbalanced and goes to the house. We talked about the special teams or defense needing to put some points on the board for the Riders. Unfortunately, here it's Calgary doing that first.
Well, what an instinctual return by the rookie from North Carolina, Romar Morris, who returns Calgary's 4th punt return touchdown of the season as Paradis comes on for the convert. And he's good, and the Stamps lead 7-3, 9:54 to go in the opening quarter. We'll be right back to McMahon Stadium after this break on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Back at McMahon Stadium, where it appears to be classic rock night, and I love it. Stampeder Outrider cheer team out in their Rolling Stones t-shirts. They're entertaining here in the timeout. And the crowd's alive. Both teams have scored early in this one, but Luke, not a great... It's a tough place to win in the first place, and to give up a special teams touchdown like that puts the Riders in a temporary bind.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, it's easy to focus on the offense, but again, it is what it is, right? When you have an offense that's struggling, you get the feeling you got to make up points elsewhere. So when the other team, who's really well coached, by the way, they have a great special teams unit, when the other team is able to impact the scoreboard, you know, there's a risk of guys starting to feel that anxiety on the sideline, right? Like, oh my gosh, we're down now. How are we going to come back when an offense might not be helping us out? You know, you don't want the defensive guys start pushing to make plays now, because normally when you start pushing to make a play, that's when you make the wrong play, right? So Saskatchewan Rough Riders, they got to be up to the task here.
So Rennie Paradies will kick off for a second time in the game, and the Stampeders now lead 7-3. This first quarter is brought to you by Marcus in New Holland, CAA Saskatchewan, Quality Tire, Borgo Industries, AGCO, and Friends of the Riders Touchdown Lottery. Cam Marshall and Kyron Moore deep for the Riders as Paradies kicks off. This will be at Marshall, the veteran from ASU. Down at the Rider 5, outside the far left seam on the return. 15-yard line, 20. To his left, outside the numbers, 25, 30. Down the far sidelines goes Marshall. 45, 50. Midfield, still goes Marshall. Over the 50, the Stampeders, and down on the Calgary 47-yard line.
Well, this is exactly what the doctor ordered, and it's a fantastic job by Luchez Purifoy, who's acting as the lead blocker. He gets out to the sideline, throws a block that frees Cam Marshall up. He gets a running lane and takes it. Saskatchewan will start this drive on Calgary's 47. And from what I can remember, this is the best drive start in a very, very long time for the green and white.
56-yard return for Cam Marshall. And the Riders are in business at the Stampeder 47, far left hash. Two-back set for Caleros. Tight end right. From the gun, Caleros drops to pass, looks downfield, and delivers over the middle. Caught by Air Jordan, 25-yard line, 20. First down, Riders down to the 19-yard line of the Stampeders.
Well, you get more protection here with Josiah St. John as a tight end. They've got the recently acquired Braden Schramm playing the right guard position in these tight end packages. Josiah St. John, they buy enough time for Jordan Williams-Lambert to make his first play of the game, and he's a guy that the Riders are going to have to lean on offensively for production, and he's up to the task.
Famoso first down for Famoso Neapolitan Pizzeria. Fresh, authentic ingredients inspired by the classic pizzerios of Naples. Check out the mouth-watering menu at famoso.ca. First down, Riders, Calgary 19. Caleros to go to the air again. Nothing left. Scrambles right. Throws a short middle pass that is knocked away by the Stampeders' Jagarrett Davis. It'll be second down.
Yeah, Jagarrett Davis having a great year for the Calgary Stampeders. He's in the pass rush, but realizes Zach Caleros doesn't have anything to throw to. Because he can't get free, he goes and helps out the linebacker. Unfortunately, if Zach Caleros had looked a little bit earlier, Jordan Williams-Lambert was open for a period of time in which he should have gotten the ball. Second and 10 now for the Riders.
Patrick Lavoie was the target. Second and 10, Saskatchewan, Calgary 19, far left hash. They go to a spread offense, 3-by-2. Cam Marshall is the back on second down. Caleros drops, delivers short left side, caught by Air Jordan, 5-yard line to the 4 and out of bounds, and another Rider first down.
Yeah, and what you're starting to see is Zach Caleros getting a lot more time in the pocket, or certainly more time than he's used to, and he uses that time to find, again, Jordan Williams-Lambert on his left side, who's just running an out route at about 12 yards near the first down sticks.
Air Jordan already having a decent night for the Rough Riders here, and it is first and goal from the Calgary 4. Cam Murphy whistles time in, and Caleros will line up in shotgun. Twin tight ends for the Riders. Shaq Evans, the motion man. The give is to Trey Mason inside. Touchdown, Riders! Mason is second of the year, and the Riders regain the lead.
Well, that's about as an effective drive as we've seen from the Saskatchewan Rough Riders in a long time. They're playing to their strength, running to the football. They get off the edge on the left side, and you got a tough SEC runner like Trey Mason finishing off a drive for you. It all started with a great return And that's just, you know, best case scenario for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders with that starting position. Great drive.
It was a 47-yard drive. They managed two first downs, and they took 1:59 off the clock. That's the scoring summary for E. Brassen Sons, your New Holland dealer. Do the people make the difference? You bet your sweet Barassa they do. Lowther's good with a convert, and the Riders lead 10-7 at McMahon. You're listening to the CFL on the Co-operators Rough Rider Radio Network. McMahon Stadium and the Saskatchewan Rough Riders put a touchdown on the board and have a 10-7 lead. This eighth overall offense in the CFL coming in looks pretty good. Luke, what are they doing right in your mind?
Well, I think they mixed up the plays right there nicely. Again, key for the whole thing was quarterback protection. And this time, Zach Caleros, unlike the first two drives, he's hitting wide open targets, as they get open. Nothing's forced, so got to keep that up if you're Saskatchewan. And now that defense gets an opportunity. Seems like it's been a while since they've been last on the field, but
which is great.
Yeah,
Stampeders have had the ball once and we're 2-0. So Brett Lowther will kick off for the first time. William Langley and Romar Morris are deep for the Horsemen, who are in all black today. Black jerseys, black pants, black and red helmets. Riders in all white. Lowther boots it deep. Romar Morris from the Calgary 5 outside the numbers, near side. Slants off to the right over the 20, the 25, into the 28, where he runs into the arms of Alex Gagne, the CFL special teams tackles leader. That's his 21st. Stampeders will be starting at their 28.
Yeah, and it's taken a little bit longer for the internal players on these kickoff teams and punt teams to get downfield. That time they got there right on time, but in the past it's been a lot more balanced in terms of their arrival time. Let's see if that improves. You know Craig Dickinson will be all over it.
All right, Stampeders starting near left hash of their 28. Four receivers right, none left here in this formation. The give is to Romar Morris, bounces it off the left edge. 35-yard line and out of bounds at the 39, the 40, 41. 12-yard run and a first down.
Saskatchewan's got four linebackers out there. Willie Jefferson's playing one of the tackles, and they do a good job. They bounce Romar Morris out to the outside, and unfortunately, I think it was Cam Judge, couldn't wrap up a tackle, and Romar Morris gets the first down. But again, that's another positive, because they are taking away the rush lanes that they want to. Now they just got to go and wrap up, make a play.
Now the Stampeders go to a 5-yard package. First down near left hash of their own 41. Morris is the tailback. Mitchell drops deep to pass, wants the screen, and gets it off, but Riders are all over it. The receiver, Don Jackson, for the Calgary Stampeders, downed for a loss of 6 on the play.
And it's Chad Jeter. They're in a 3-4 look again. Jeter's one of the linebackers, and this is just a great job recognizing screen. Romar Morris tries to break out to his right. Jeter's all over it, and again, a guy that we were excited to watch play a little bit more, starting to have an impact.
Stampeders, Dave Dickinson loves those screen passes. Riders have been very successful with them. There they're all over it, and the Stampeders are second and 16 now from their own 35-yard line. Bo Levi drops and now puts it up downfield. What a catch by Chris Matthews, the Stampeders newcomer, down to the Rider 49-yard line, and a big first down.
Yeah, the Calgary Stampeders get a one-on-one matchup I think they like. It's Chris Matthews versus Luchez Purifoy. Matthews is a bit taller and bigger than Purifoy, but Purifoy is trying to make a case that he was interfered with. That's 26 yards down the sideline in a jump ball situation that Luchez Purifoy is just unable to win.
Second first down of this series for the Stampeders, who have crossed midfield for the first time. They're at the Rider 49 on the near left hash in a two-back set. William Langley in the wing to the right. The give is to the tailback, Don Jackson. He's got a hole in the middle of the knee. He'll plow down to the 36-yard line and another Calgary first down.
Well, now you're going to see a little bit of a chess game. Saskatchewan comes out with that 3-4 look again, and this time Zach Evans just goes upfield far too quickly. And it looks like Uchambre Williams sort of lets him go, because the fact that he gets upfield so quickly is what opens the hole for Romar Morris to go and run through, and he's got a first down.
10-7, Riders lead. Under 5 minutes to go in the opening quarter, but the Stampeders are marching. They got a tight end left, two receivers to the left side of the formation on first down. The give is to Don Jackson inside again, and another first down to the 25. They're seeing something in the middle of that Rider defense.
Well, now Calgary, now they're downhill. Yukonbre Williams gets a chip block. He gets up to the Sam Hurl, the middle linebacker, and Romar Morris does a great job of following his blockers. And when Yukonbre Williams chips off Zach Evans and reaches Sam Hurl on the second level, with the running back being right behind him, it's an easy first down.
4:09 to go, opening quarter. Stampeders knocking on the door here, Rider 25-yard line with a first down. They go with an empty set here. On first, it's a three-man rush. Mitchell, quick hitter over the middle, caught by Romar Morris, the tailback down to the 15-yard line. There's a penalty marker down. Romar Morris is to the 12-yard line. It's a 13-yard pickup if the play stands.
Saskatchewan's in man. They're rushing three. They're using Antigua as a linebacker in coverage. It's going to be interesting to see what this flag is on. I think it's on Saskatchewan. No, it is on Calgary. So Saskatchewan,
legal interference blocking downfield prior to the pass. Calgary, number 83. It's a 10-yard penalty. Remains first down.
What a swing. Instead of first and 10 from the 12, Stampeders now go first and 20 back at the 35-yard line.
Yeah, and if you're Calgary, you don't need all of it back right away. And because you're having a little bit of success on the ground, more than Saskatchewan would like to see, obviously, that is an option here when they're already in field goal range.
Five receivers set. Breskison, the motion man, to the right side of the formation. First and 20. Bo Levi dancing in the pocket. Delivers down near side and caught at the 16-yard line by the Stampeders 15. Eric Rogers to the 17-yard line. They got 18 yards back.
So this is the look that Saskatchewan's given Calgary the last couple games. And it's a three-man rush, basically dedicating everybody into a zone coverage. That time, unfortunately, Eric Rogers is able to get just out of reach of Luchez Purifoy. Luchez Purifoy is watching Bo Levi Mitchell's eyes, and the minute he comes back to his left, Luchez realizes, oh my goodness, I'm too far from him. Luckily, they're out of bounds.
Second and goal from the 17 near left hash. Mitchell's in shotgun. Two backs in this set. And the give is to Don Jackson around, or Romar Morris, but he can't get around that left end. He's downed for a loss of a yard. And it's going to be third down Calgary. And Rennie Paradis, the kicker's coming on to tie this game.
Yeah, Rod, and this is what we're talking about. You know, historically, Calgary looks at these second downs and says, we're coming right downhill at you. We're going to run a power or something, and we're going to let our old lineman knock you off the ball. And this second and two and two to three, they don't do that. They're going east to west. It's a change in culture here for the Calgary Stampeders, and I don't think it benefits them. I think that they need to get down back to being that physical pound-the-ball team that they've been known as.
Rennie Paradis, number three in field goal percentage in the CFL at 89%, lines up a 25-yarder. Snaps back, kick is up from Paradis, and he's good from 25 yards out, and this game's tied. 10-10, 2:30 to go in the opening quarter. You're listening to the CFL on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Back to McMahon, 2:30 to go here in the opening quarter. Rennie Paradis has tied this game with a 25-yard field goal that makes him 34 of 38 on the air. And the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, who have had a tremendous start on offense, Luke, will take over on their 35.
Yeah, and I think more of the same from Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Try to mix up your running pass. I really like what they're doing with the double tight end look. You know, it's a little bit of a shocker that Braden Scram, who they just got, is literally inserted into the roster. Not only inserted, but he's been having to play in these two tight end sets at that right guard spot. And again, the fact that Lavoie is a pass-catching threat really throws off schematically what Calgary wants to do.
Riders starting far left hash of their 35. Five receivers set. Trey Mason's the back. Play fake. Screen pass short left side. Kyran Moore down the far sidelines. Out of bounds on the 44-yard line. It's a 9-yard gain.
And again, this is a very easily executed play. Kyren Moore comes out of the flats, gets his first down. Calgary on their heels a little bit, or at least that's what it looks like.
It's second and a yard here from the 44. Caleros will line up under center. And it's a quarterback keep. Zach turns his back to the line. He gets, it appears, to the 46-yard line for a Rough Rider first down. And there's the signal from Kim Murphy.
I like that from the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. No need to stand on ceremony in those shorter downs. Keep your offense on the field. Let Nick Marshall do his work around the goal line. Get up. Work the clock. Run a play.
A minute and a half to go in this opening quarter. The game's tied 10-10. Three receivers to the wide right side, one left for the Saskatchewan offense. First down from their own 46-yard line. Stampeders come with the blitz. Caleros gets it away in a hurry underneath. Kyren Moore up the middle. 50, 45. Now it's a track race. 30 of Calgary. Swerve Moore taken down at the Stampeder 22-yard line.
And Zach Caleros not only identifies the right target to hit on this blitz, but hits him perfectly. Josiah St. John and the O-line pick up a blitz very aggressively, which is a good thing. 42 yards later, Saskatchewan is on Calgary's 22.
Trey Roberson, the rookie corner from Illinois State, comes back to take down Kyren Moore. Riders in the red zone here, Calgary 22-yard line, first down. Spread offense for Caleros, five receivers. Takes the snap, drops to pass, has time, delivers underneath, caught by Shaq Evans inside the 10 to the 8-yard line. First down, Riders.
Well, Shaq Evans and Trey Roberson going shot for shot here now. Man coverage, Evans just runs a little comeback route to the outside, and Trey Roberson can't handle him. Roberson's having a great rookie year. He's got 42 defensive tackles. He's got three INTs, but that time, he just loses the one-on-one battle.
14-yard pickup there. There was some rough stuff after the play, but no flags thrown. Zach is 6 of 9 for 134 yards here today, and it is first and goal down at the Calgary 8-yard line.
And again, Rod, I really got to stress the fact that Pat Lavoie is in here. Calgary doesn't know whether to treat him as a fullback or as a receiver, and it's wreaking havoc on how they handle the personnel in certain situations.
Five wide for Caleros. First and goal from the Calgary 8-yard line, far left hash. Trey Mason's the back. Caleros wants to take off himself. He's going to take a sack here back at the 13-yard line. That's the final play of the opening quarter. We're through one in Calgary on the Quality Tire scoreboard. It's the Rough Riders 10, the Stampeders 10. At Quality Tire, we know tires and service. 10 locations across Saskatchewan and online at qualitytire.ca. We'll be right back to McMahon Stadium after this timeout on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. We go to the second quarter in a tie game, 10-10, and the Riders are knocking on the door at the Calgary Stampeder 12. It'll be second and goal from there. We're brought to you by Capital Auto Mall, AgCo, Nutrient Ag Solutions, and Young's Equipment. First quarter stats presented by the Canadian Brew House, your headquarters for Week 7 in the National Football League tomorrow. Riders have had 6 first downs to the opening quarter, Calgary 5, Riders 13 rushing yards, Calgary 39, Saskatchewan 134 in the air, Stampeders 38, total offense through a quarter, Riders 147, Stampeders 77, time of possession led by the Riders there, 8:24 to Calgary's 6:36. Zach Calero, 6 of 9 for 134 in the game. And let's see what he can uncork here on second and extra from the 12. Four receivers right, one left for the Saskatchewan offense. Cam Marshall's the back. On second down, Caleros drops in trouble and sacked again. Cordero Law into the backfield, forces third down.
Yeah, Zach Caleros has all sorts of time, and he's bringing Shaq Evans across, running the crossing route. Shaq Evans is wide open. He should have gotten this football, and because Zach Evans doesn't give him the football when he's open, it delays him. He holds the ball, and that's too much time for this active defensive front and linebacker crew. they'll be kicking a field goal.
Micah Johnson's going to get the sack, his team leading 12th. Back-to-back sacks by Calgary to force the Riders into a field goal attempt here from Brent Lowther, who was good from 50 yards earlier. This from 27. Josh Bartel gets it down. Lowther gets it off, and he's good. And the Riders lead 13-10 early on in the second quarter.
A little bit of a slugfest going. The Saskatchewan Rough Riders, to be honest, that's a little bit of a surprising stat how many yards they got in that first quarter through the air. But again, you got to finish these crucial playoff drives by crossing the goal line with the football. And it's sort of reminiscent of, or at least the start is, of the last time Calgary and Saskatchewan played, when I think it was Brett Lowther who got, what was it, 5 or 6 field goals, Rod, in points. So as long as Lowther's kicking well, they're going to stay in this. But you would like them to cross the goal line with the football at some point in time.
Caleros has come out throwing darts today. 5 first downs on his 6 completions. Now the Riders got to play defense. The Stampeders will start from their 35-yard line in a 5-receiver set. Bo Levi drops, quick hitter over the middle, is almost intercepted. Derek Moncrief laid out for it. He was the closest man to the ball, but it falls incomplete.
Timing on these blitzes for Saskatchewan is everything, and this is a perfectly timed blitz. They have Edom coming off as the free man, as a safety, and Bo Levi Mitchell's got to get rid of it right away, or unless he's going to take a sack. And he just wasn't on the same page as the wideout he wanted to get, and Moncrief almost ends up with a turnover.
Second down and 10 for the red and white from their 35-yard line, far left hash. Don Jackson is the lone back. Markeith Ambles is the motion man, and the Riders jumped offside. Willie Jefferson and one of the interior men and the Stampeders are going to get 5 free yards.
Obviously coming off the ball in the CFL.
Offside, Saskatchewan, number 7. It's a 5-yard penalty, remains second down.
You know, Willie Jefferson especially, you become so used to just going on first movement, and I think the problem with that is Antigua jumped a little bit early, and Jefferson, seeing it out of his peripheral vision, out of the side of his eye, took that as moving up front, and he was off to the races. Second and 5 now for Calgary.
From their 40, Eric Rogers lines outside the numbers to the short left side, joined by Lamar Durant over there. 3-pack to the wide right side. Riders come with a house blitz. Bo Levi's pass over the middle is caught out to the 49-yard line. Lamar Durant, the veteran from SFU, moves the chains. 9-yard pickup.
Lamar Durant came into this game with only 22 catches. He's got a TD, but again, with so many injuries to this wide receiver core, they're going to need more production out of guys like Durant, who they drafted a while ago, and hasn't been a superstar for him, but he's been serviceable.
First down, Calgary, their own 49, far left hash. They got a tight end left, 3 receivers to the wide right side on first down. The gives to Romar Morris, and he's down for a loss on the 47-yard line. Nick Marshall got into the backfield and forces second and long.
Yeah, and that's a great sign for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, because obviously they understand that Calgary's getting a little bit more yards than they should have. Derek Dennis can't block Willie Jefferson on Calgary's left side. And Willie and, you said, Nick Marshall get in on the tackle.
Second and 12 now, Stampeders from their 47. Riders with 3 down linemen here. Stamps with 4 receivers set. And the give is to Don Jackson on a drop. 50-yard line, dodges 2 tackles, but he is mauled out of bounds on the far side of the field, 50-yard line of Calgary. The gain will be 3. Brings up 3rd and 9.
This is just outstanding effort from Saskatchewan. They got 3 guys lined up. They add a 4th to make it a 4-man rush, but Calgary tries a little screen underneath, and it was just unbelievable effort from all guys to get to Romar Morris, who is eventually hurdled out on the sideline. They're punting.
Cam Judge and Moncrief forcing him out of bounds, and Rob Maver on to punt here. This is going to be Kyron Moore for the Riders. He'll watch it sail over his head at the 5, bouncing free there, but it's not going to roll into the end zone. He's going to have to field it on the 5. Swerve down on the 7-yard line. This is going to be the longest drive of the game for the Riders when we come back. Starting inside their 10, they lead 13-10. 11:28 to go in the first half. This is the CFL on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. back at McMahon. Riders up 13-10 early in the second quarter, and Saskatchewan about to start at their 7-yard line. Just chatting with our statistician here today, Conan Daly, and this will be the largest crowd of the year for the Calgary Stampeders. Can I say your estimate on green? 60%, Conan thinks, green in the house, Luke. That's what happens when the Rider Nation, when the Riders start winning, the fans start showing up again.
Sounds like one of the marks I would have gotten on my midterm math exam.
60%?
60%, I would have been happy with it. So I'm sure Rider Nation is happy with this.
Oh, this is, and they are really on pin. Well, not pins and needles. They're actually jovial at this point of the game. Late afternoon start. Gorgeous weather, 17 degrees Celsius and sunny. So far, it's been a great day. Riders starting from their 7 near left hash. 5 wide for Zach Caleros. Trey Mason is the back on first down. Caleros drops to pass out, lets a screen. Patrick Lavoie to the 10-yard line. The 12, 13 fighting for yardage out to the 15-yard line. 8-yard pickup for the veteran from Laval.
Yeah, Pat Lavoie is going to add himself into the tackle box and stands there as if he's in protection. But really what they do is they let all the pass rushes for Calgary up the field, and then they slip the screen underneath to Lavoie, and he goes and gets the rest. Second and 3, that was a good first down play call. And again, a guy that can catch passes and block as a fullback is huge when it comes to schematics in this league.
5 receivers set on second and 2 from the 15-yard line, far right hash. The gives to Trey Mason, trying to find something inside. He'll get out to the 19-yard line. Looks like he's got enough for a famoso first down.
Yeah, and it's Pat Lavoie. Lavoie now comes out of his pass-catching mode and adds himself as a fullback. He knocks in the defensive end, Jagaire Davis, on the left side of Calgary's defensive line, and Trey Mason takes advantage of that and goes and runs himself for a first down.
Famoso first down for Famoso Neapolitan Pizzeria. Every pizza fired at 900 degrees for 90 seconds in an oven imported from Italy. 2 Regina locations, 2 in Saskatoon. Join us Monday night, Famoso Downtown Regina, for our Monday night watch party. First down Riders from their own 19. Caleros drops to pass, pumps once, rolls right, pumps again, and now sails it out of bounds. He didn't see anything upfield that he liked. And it's going to be second and 10.
Yeah, Calgary does a great job of just taking all the receivers away for Saskatchewan. Unfortunately, they got Williams-Lambert on the right side, so he doesn't have much room to operate between the hash and the sidelines. Again, good defense and a good decision by Zach Caleros to throw that football away, not force anything.
Riders lead 13-10. 9:40 to go here in the second quarter. We're brought to you by Flamin Sales, Pioneer Protector, Harvest Max CR, Sask Lotteries, and Marcus in New Holland. Trey Mason in the back, 5-yard package for the Riders. It's second and 10 from their 19. Caleros drops, zings it over the middle, caught by Kyran Moore. Cross the 30-yard line, and another first down, a 12-yard pickup.
Well, this is a 12-yard pickup, and Swerve is coming across the field on a dig, and this is just a fantastic ball. Swerve had about a 1-second window to get where he was open, and Zach Caleros fits it in perfectly. That's probably one of the best throws of the game for Caleros, and it equals to a first down for Saskatchewan.
Out to their 30, and remember, fans, this drive started at the Saskatchewan 7. Center Brendan Labatt comes down on the ball, far right hash of the Rider 30 as they go to their twin tight end set. 2 receivers left, 1 right. The back is Mason, and the quarterback is David Watford. And he'll pull it around the right end. Watford, 35-yard line, 40, and out of bounds on the 41. The rookie from Hampton will move the chains.
Well, David Watford has taken advantage of every single opportunity the Riders have given him since spring ball. And here, he's in a wildcat formation. He gets the edge on a run-pass option. And the coaches are excited about that on the sideline. It's now second and 1 and a myriad of options for the quarterback. I mean, the Riders now offensively.
Conan and I don't like this spot. It's less than a yard, but it's second down, and Zach Caleros checks back into the game. 2 backs in this formation on second and short yardage, and they gives to Trey Mason, and he'll have that first down fairly easily. He just had to cross the 40, and he does.
I was talking to Ballsy in the pregame show. We're about to find out what type of football player Josiah St. John is, and he does a great job pulling around from his right guard spot and getting off the edge and putting a helmet on Alex Singleton. Trey Mason's got enough room to get a first down. And again, Rod, this is probably one of the better drives here that's accumulating for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders in a long time. They've managed to get themselves out of tough field position.
If you can believe, this drive started with 11:28 to go in the half. Now there's 7:40 to go, and the Riders have a first down from just across their 40. Spread offense on first down. Caleros drops, looks over the middle, nothing there. Pressure from the backside. Caleros now rolling right and throws it away. He had James Vodders, the three-year veteran from Stanford, all over him, and he threw it away.
Yeah, you can't hold up in protection for that long, and this is just a really good move by James Vodders, who beats the Kobe Cofield, who's been playing really well for the Riders at that left tackle spot. But another good decision by Caleros. Don't force anything. Throw the ball away. Live to fight another day. It's second and 10 in Calgary.
Riders up 13-10. Just over 7 minutes to go in the half. Cam Marshall now the back, and a five receiver set. Second and 10 from their 40. Stamps come with the blitz. Penalty marker down. Short right side pass caught by Shaq Evans. He stretches out to the 51. This is a first down if the play stands.
Yeah, it's probably on Saskatchewan here.
It is.
Haven't talked much about Cam Marshall.
Offside, Saskatchewan, number 87. It's a five-yard penalty. Remains second down.
I haven't talked about Cam Marshall a lot this game. The reps he has been in, he's been in pass protection, and he's picked up his assignment each and every time he's been in. As a matter of fact, there's a couple balls that Zach Claros wouldn't have been able to throw had it not been for Cam Marshall picking up a blitz. And now Cam's going to have to do a great job because the Riders are second and 15.
Patrick Lavoie was three strides offside on that play. So now the Riders second and 15 from their 36 with the eighth play of the drive upcoming. Five wide again, this time a four-man rush. Caleros in trouble, and he's going to be sacked for a third time back inside the 30 at the 27-yard line. And a drive that started well ends very ugly, and the Riders are going to have to punt it away.
Yeah, this is just more.
There's a penalty marker upfield, though. Thank you, Jerry.
Thank goodness, because you're right, Rod. That
did contact on a receiver. Calgary, number 29. It's a 10-yard penalty. Remains second down.
This is one of those plays where if you're Zach Caleros, you say, yeah, exactly. That's the guy who I was trying to throw to. So, again, you know, protection can't hold up that long against the Stampeders. This is a very active front. So, Zach Caleros, I think, is just going to have to speed up his internal clock a little bit more. Either step up in the pocket and try to throw one into the receiver, or do what you've been doing, break the pocket and throw the ball outside so nobody can make a play.
Second and five now from the 46-yard line of the Riders. Five receiver set. Trey Mason's the back. Four-man rush. Calero stands, throws wide right side. This is caught for the first down. Here Jordan breaks tackles, spins it outside. He's down to the 40-yard line of the Calgary Stampeders, and the Riders cash in with a 24-yard gain.
Well, as soon as we say Zach Caleros is going to have to speed up his clock a little bit, he does. Jordan Williams-Lambert's running about a three-yard out at the first down stick, and Zach Caleros hits him immediately. Lambert beats one and gets his big frame to the 41 or 39 of Calgary. This drive continues.
Offensive line comes over the ball just over the 40, the Stamps' far right hash. Five receivers set for the Riders. Two of them motion to the wide left side to flood four receivers over here, and the give is to Trey Mason inside down to the 35-yard line. Good gain of 5 yards on first down.
Yeah, and Saskatchewan Rough Riders are going to bank that call. You're going to see the exact same call, that trip receiver look to the right side or left side with Pat Lavoie, because Lavoie was open if Caleros had pulled it, and Caleros saw it. So again, you got to gather information, remember the looks that you've been seeing, and capitalize on it when it matters later in the game.
Second down and five for the green. Far right hash of the Calgary 35-yard line. Three receivers short right side, two wide left. The back's Cam Marshall. On second down, Caleros drops to pass. Throws underneath. Caught by Lavoie at the 29-yard line. And this will be another first down.
And let's just remember, Rider Nation, that this drive started on the what, Rod? The
seven.
On the seven. This is probably the best drive in a number of football games here for Saskatchewan. They're going to get the measurement. If Saskatchewan doesn't get it, I imagine they're going to run a play pretty quickly to go and get one. But again, just great execution here from the green and white, and you're looking at the Calgary defense. Guys are tired, hands on hips. And more importantly, you're looking at the Saskatchewan defense getting something that they're not used to, a rest.
It's a first down upon a measurement for Cooper Tire. Cooper Tire measurement deduces that they will move the chains. Buy four Cooper Discoverer, True North, or other qualifying Cooper Tires and get a prepaid MasterCard worth up to $100. So a fresh set of downs for the green and white. Far right hash of the Calgary 30. Trey Mason checks back into the game. He's in pistol formation. Three receivers left, two right for Caleros, who drops the pass on first and puts it up deep for Kyren Moore, way over his head. Down in the left corner, and it's going to be second down.
Well, eventually, Saskatchewan Rough Riders were going to take a shot here, and they do. Zach Caleros has plenty of time. He just puts this one a little too far ahead as Kyren Moore. And to tell you the truth, I think that was a blessing for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, because if he had put it on Kyren Moore, not only did Ciante Evans have a chance to make a play on the ball, they had a safety over top, and it might have been picked. So one of those situations where, hey, you go get it. If you can't get it, nobody else can get it.
So second down and 10 now from the Calgary 30. The Riders have had the ball virtually this entire second quarter. They got a three-point lead as it is. On second and long, Caleros pressured up the middle. Penalty marker down, and they're going to call him down. Courtesy a sack of Cordero Law out at the 40, and the Riders may be kicking a field goal here.
And they also may be getting penalized. Probably a holding call coming up here against Saskatchewan.
Holding. Saskatchewan, number 58. The penalties decline. It'll be third down. Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, you know, you got Lather coming up here, and this is, as a former pro, this is something where I'd be walking on the field and I'd be saying, hey, great job, O, great job. That's exactly what we needed from your offense. You got yourselves out of a really bad field position. You put the team in an opportunity to kick for some points. That is a win for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, considering how it's been going for them as of late.
Brett Lowther's made from 27 and 50 yards today. Josh Bartell to hold from 49 yards out, just inside the far right hash to cap this monster Rider drive. Snaps back. Kick is on its way from Lowther, and he is automatic from 49 yards, and the Riders add to their lead, 16-10 now in Calgary, late in the first half. We'll be right back. This is the CFL on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Back at McMahon Stadium here in Calgary, this second quarter is for Quality Tire, Young's Equipment, and SaskTel. I sometimes jokingly refer to this stadium as Mick Mosaic Stadium. And it kind of feels that way today with the Riders up 16-10. Conan Daly, our stats man, tells us that last drive took 8:06 off the clock.
You know, we talk about championship drives, and again, that was, I'm not going to say that was a championship drive because it didn't end with a touchdown, but I'll tell you what, you're developing. That's something to build on for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Huge victory. You're probably feeling pretty good about yourselves on the sideline if you're a member of that offense.
So now the Stampeders, who haven't been on the field since the opening minute of the second quarter, start from their 35-yard line. Bo Levi with a give to Don Jackson off tackle left. He's trying to get outside. Does, out of bounds at the 39-yard line for a gain of four. Luchez Pirafoy will get the tackle.
Yeah, Luchez Pirafoy, he's been picked on a little bit here this game, but this is a great job. He's getting off the block of number 81 and getting in on the tackle. You got to be physical out there on those edges.
Second down, and for the Stampeders, six from their own 39. Bo Levi Mitchell stands, throws over the middle, and knocked down by Ed Gainey. Almost intercepted for Ed Gainey, his team leading ninth knockdown of the year. He would have loved to have got two hands on that instead of one, but as it is, it's third down. Calgary coming back after the Jiffy Lube 3-minute warning. Jiffy Lube Regina, oil up for fall. Visit jiffylubeservice.ca. You're listening to the CFL on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Thank you. Back at McMahon Stadium, 2:54 to go here in the first half. Our producer, Jake Neufeld, back in Regina, tells us that we have another break to take before the half. So, for the stations along the network, we'll just tack that on our end of half break going into the halftime huddle, if that's cool with all you. And the Calgary Stampeders now, Luke punting after a two and out.
Yeah, got to be careful. They are in the, I mean, in these important games, special teams is everything. You have to listen out. We've talked about this before in these broadcasts. You got to listen out for language you're not used to hearing, right? So if you're used to hearing Reno, Reno on a punt team, you know, if you hear Vegas, Vegas, all of a sudden, wait a second, something might be different. They might be getting a look that they want to run a fake against.
11 up on the return unit for the Riders, which means one man back. Swerve Moore, the Saskatchewan 20, awaiting this Maver punt, which he will get off. It was almost blocked by Paul Dawson, but Moore will take it outside the numbers, far side, 25-30, into a wall of black jerseys at the 31-yard line. A 6-yard return for the rookie from Austin Peay after a 46-yard punt.
Well, Paul Dawson almost blocking a punt. He's another guy we talked about. Spent 3 years in the NFL out of TCU, alma mater of Reggie the Reaper Hunt, Saskatchewan Rough Rider great.
And LT.
Yeah, LT too. But this kid's a gamer. I'm excited about him being on this roster, getting an opportunity.
So the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, who have capped their last two drives with Brett Lowther field goals, will start from their 32 officially, far right hash. Stack formation to the right, two receivers wide side left. It's a backside draw to Trey Mason. He'll get to the 33, a gain of just a yard for Trey.
You know, they've tried to set up screens from this stack formation, but this time they've moved it to the boundary versus, because they used to do it to the field. And if they do choose to run a screen off that stack look versus that draw they just did run, it's a lot shorter distance for Zach Caleros to throw to, because when they ran it in Winnipeg and it was to the field, it was picked for a touchdown.
Evans, Air Jordan, Lavoie to the right, Swerve Moore, and Katie Cannon to the wide left side. That's five of them on second and nine from the 33. Four-man rush. Caleros drops to pass. Sees nothing. Airs it out over the middle. It's up. And it is caught. Bobbled, and the Riders are going to get a first down to the 45-yard line. Was it Air Jordan? Swerve? Cam Marshall's the one who came down with it on a tip drill at the 45.
Well, Cam Marshall's trying to add a chip block to the outside on the left side of their formation, and there's no defensive end to chip onto, so Cam Marshall just sort of works his way upfield, and that's the first throw I don't like from Zach Caleros. He put that into a lot of traffic. He's fortunate for that to be caught by a Saskatchewan Rough Rider.
First down Riders at their 45, far right hash. 3-by-2 set. Cam Marshall is the back. On first down, Caleros drops, delivers wide left flat. Katie Cannon, his first CFL catch. The rookie from Baylor's over the midfield line, down to the Calgary 51, and another Rider first down.
Katie Cannon is a guy that left college early. A tremendously productive career from Cannon out of Baylor. And he got his way on the roster a couple games ago, didn't get a ball, and that's his first ball as a Rough Rider. He's got some skill. Just see if they can get him the football at other times.
That reception puts Zach over 200 on the day. First down Riders, Calgary 51, near left hash. Wide right side with this pass caught by Lavoie. He'll carry the tackler down near the 40, close to another first down.
And right now, this is the best we've ever seen this offense this year, I think.
Against the best defense.
For a very long time, and this is against the best defense in the league. You talk about not having to play to the level of your opponents. You're usually referencing bad teams. The Saskatchewan Rough Riders have come out here and played to the level of their opponent. This is the best team in the CFL, and the Saskatchewan Rough Riders are balling.
First down, Stampeder 40. Katie Cannon and Patrick Lavoie to the right. Three in a stack to the wide left side. Caleros hands off to Cam Marshall. Right into the heart of the Calgary D, down to the 35 and maybe just across for a gain of 5.5.
And one of the things you're going to have to watch for is these defensive backs jumping routes. That last pass to Lavoie, the defensive back was late. But even this one, when they put the stack to the field, Zach Caleros looked out there and a defensive back automatically charged upfield waiting for a quick throw. So you might be opening yourself up for a hook and ladder, or sorry, a hook and go.
Second and five, Riders at the Calgary 35. Lavoie back in this set along with Marshall. And the give is to Camp. Started right, cut it left. Into the secondary for a first down. Down to the 23-yard line. The gain is 12. And another first down. 17 seconds left to go in the half.
Got to move quickly here. But again, Pat Lavoie, you don't know whether he's going to go out for a route or he's going to come in and block. And this time he comes across the formation.
Saskatchewan, timeout.
They're first.
And knocks the defensive end, Garrett Davis, back off the ball. And next thing you know, Cam Marshall's right off his edge, and they got a first down. This is just great execution here by Saskatchewan. Sorry, it was James Fodders that Lavoie knocked off the ball, and Robbie Baggs checking himself out. Just surprising execution, but again, for Rider Nation, they are more than pleased to see this.
Well, now we're going to see the clock management skills of one Zach Caleros. Riders have a first down at the Calgary 23-yard line, and there are 17 seconds left to go in the half. Five wide for the Saskatchewan offense. Caleros drops the pass straight back and airs it out. Back right corner of the end zone over the head of KD Cannon in the deep right corner. Second and 10, 11 seconds are left.
Yeah, and they might not have been on the same page there. KD Cannon wins his one-on-one with Ciante Evans, but he goes inside and he has him beat. He's actually got Ciante Evans out leveraged, but I think Zach Caleros expected him to get to the outside of Evans. Either way, you're looking at second and 10 on Calgary's 23.
Caleb Holly to the right with Air Jordan. Shaq Evans swerve and Pat Lavoie to the left. Clock running. Sorry, 11 seconds are left. Now it starts. Second and 10 from the 23. Caleros back left corner. Shaq Evans, and it's through his hands and incomplete. It was nearly thrown out of bounds. But it was a catchable ball, but he couldn't come up with it. Riders will have to settle for three.
Well, they had Shaq Evans, and they also had Kyran Moore running up the seam between the hash and the numbers. So that was a jump ball situation. Zach Caleros knew he was going to throw. He's thrown them in the past. They've been one in the past, but now the efficient Brett Lowther is going to come out here and extend this lead, potentially, for the Saskatchewan Roughriders.
31-yard field goal on the last play of the half. Well, you hear these criticisms of Stephen McAdoo. Two passes of 30 yards, neither one complete. Lowther, on the final play of the first half, strokes it through from 31 yards out, and the Saskatchewan Roughriders will go into the break with a 19-10 lead here in Calgary. The halftime huddle is on the way next. You're listening to the CFL on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.